5 o'clock at WMFO Medford. Come back to the '80s with me, would you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike, I want to thank you for helping me produce the Malden Music Project that we did earlier today.
You're welcome.
And it'll be rebroadcast at some point. We'll put a link up if somebody people want to check it out. WMFO Archives, WMFO.org, and Bob Nelson for WMWM is going to put up an archive, too, so look for it out there. Thanks again.
Well, cool.
And look who we have in the studio.
Yeah, it's fun spending 3 hours with you and then having Derek. Hi, Derek.
Happy Boxing Day, everybody.
Yeah. What's going on?
We all having a good Boxing Day?
Yeah, wait, I got my gloves right underneath.
I have my boxing shorts on. Does that count?
Let me just get them on.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
You didn't want that vision in your
head. Why do you do what you do? All right, so Derek, you're here at 5. How long are you here for tonight?
I'm going to be here until 9 o'clock tonight. Big Picture is taking a week off because nobody wants to hear about anything the day after Christmas.
No.
Am I right about this? We've had enough for a year.
Yeah, I was so full yesterday, I don't even know how I'll ever eat again. But I think I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I got my hands on some turkey yesterday. It was very good, and it was a wonderful Christmas. A good day in the stock market today. So we can.
I know, 1,000 points?
1,000 points up, so we all win.
Yeah,
so I'm resurrecting every year on Boxing Day. I come in here and throw back to the show that I did from 2007 to 2009, which was called Hear It Wow. And this is about as freeform as it gets.
Okay.
For the next 4 hours, I'm going to be playing records that sell things.
Okay.
Because back in the day before the internet and before television and before home computers and all the rest of that, people realized that you could sell a lot of things with a record.
That is true.
So we're going to run the gamut from a couple of industrial musicals that I've got in here to flexi discs to McDonald's unveiling a new jingle for their employees, all kinds of things.
I know what all those things are.
Quadraphonic demonstration. You want to listen to that in your car.
Oh, man.
It's one of my favorite records, actually.
Any Laserdisc stuff?
No Laserdisc. I do have some of those old demonstration Laserdiscs, but they're visual. They're not audio, so they don't work that well on the radio.
Dat tapes?
No. Yeah, I miss dat tapes.
Yeah, okay.
I think we still have a dat machine here at the station, don't we?
Needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
Let's get on that.
Glorious digital on tape.
And if you're looking for Chris, he'll be back next week?
Chris will be back in 2 weeks, I believe. He's flown off to Chicago for the holidays.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Where he's having a good time.
That's
so
great.
But the Big Picture will be back next week with Shea Spillane. We'll be taking stock of everything that happened in 2018 and hoping that 2019 turns out better.
It couldn't be much worse.
Yeah.
All right, Derek.
Well, if you look at like 2016, 2017, this last year actually wasn't that bad.
Well, 2019 I think is going to be a good one.
Could be a winner.
I really think so. All right, Derek, have a great show.
Have a good one.
All right, it's WMFO, Medford.
You're about to enter a new dimension of experience. You will venture to a place beyond imagination, where both space and time deform into grotesque realities.
Here is the actual sound of a person who's just finished dining at Kingston's Seaway Restaurant.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello.
Wow. You're some operator.
I was born in a basement in 1959.
Editor's note. No filter or increase in tape speed were used for these scenes.
Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child that knows what grows in the secret garden. The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available, and happy motoring.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Happy Boxing Day, everybody. Derek Gary here with you until 9 o'clock tonight. 855-915-9636 is the phone number if you are inclined to call, but there's no need to. We're not taking on-air calls tonight. We're not talking about politics. We're not doing any of the usual nonsense. We're doing special nonsense. It is Boxing Day. And as I like to do every year on Boxing Day, I'm coming in and bringing back Hear It Wow. You are about to hear something very different for the next 4 hours. And some years I come in, I play Muzak. Some years I come in, I play stereo demos. This year, I've sort of gone back to the stereo demos a little bit, but tied it into the broader theme of records that sell. Once upon a time, here in the United States of America and around the world, a record was the most effective way to sell something. They were printed in magazines. They were shipped out to customers. They were handed out in stores. And this first one that I've got for you tonight is an example of that last one, which was handed out in stores. Bert Tenzer Productions was a company that actually made its money, built its business around the idea that a record could sell something to a consumer. Back in the 1940s and the 1950s, the one thing you could be almost certain about with your customers was that they owned a record player. And Bert Tenzer Productions came up with this idea that we're going to do these dramatic radio serials, these dramatic radio sketches, if you will, and we're going to use them to get people excited about a product that somebody wants to sell. And so these records all have very interesting names, very mysterious names. And what would happen is you would go into the store and you would buy, or you would go into the store and you would look at a product, and the salesperson would hand you a record and say, go home and listen to this and share it with your family and see what you think about the product on offer. And you'd take the record home, you'd play it, and the hope was that you would then come back to the store and buy whatever it was that was advertised. Now, why didn't everyone just steal the records? Well, if you brought the record back and bought the product, you would get a discount on the product. So that more or less ensured that these records would come back. A lot of them have found their way out into circulation in recent years. You can find most, if not all of them, online. And I've got three of them that I'm going to sprinkle through the program tonight at different points in time. And we're going to start with one of the most revolutionary products that Bert Tenzer advertised in the horrifying, scary, dystopian, Can We Escape the Screen of Blackness?
During the year of 1965, a screen of darkness descended upon the earth like a vapor from outer space. It spread across the world, threatening to turn entire cities into blackness. It almost succeeded.
I'm George von Freem. This year, the great electronic guns of Rectangle M opened fire on a blackness that threatened to cover the world. Stay tuned for a special report by Walter Gruen and Charles Collins.
Now, gentlemen,
this is Walter Gruen at a secret meeting in Chicago. Let's listen. I'll be back in a moment.
And gentlemen, this film of blackness has been spreading over the earth ever since. We finally have a way to stop it. Rectangle M. Rectangle M has its own electronic guns that are capable of destroying the blackness.
Walter Gruen again. I've just been informed that Charles Collins is now on a street corner in New York asking people how they would feel if their city was suddenly buried in blackness.
And it might be caused by an eclipse or something like that. But for everything in the city to turn black? That's impossible.
I wonder how we'd look if all our clothes turned black.
You ladies would all start to look the same. I don't think you could stand it.
It's really hard to imagine everything black. Black sky, black trees, black buildings. Goodness.
What a dismal world that would be, Mr. Collins.
Thank you for your comments. This is Charles Collins switching you back to the meeting in Chicago.
And gentlemen, right now, as I talk to you, Rectangle M is firing its electronic gun. The screen of blackness is being destroyed. We're going to telecast this as it happens inside one home. Stand by, please.
But I still don't understand, Harry, why they're telecasting from our house and what they mean by the electro or tronic guns.
And what's the screen of blackness, Dad?
You'll both know soon enough.
Hey, what's that light over there going on and off for?
That's Rectangle M signaling that its electronic guns are ready. Now, watch the blackness go out of the world and the color come back in. It'll change everything.
There. It started.
Say, something is happening.
I think I'm seeing things.
We're entering a whole new world. Relax and enjoy it.
The walls and the drapes, and gee, look at the furniture. It's completely different.
And the clothes. It's as if I've never seen clothes before.
Look at the colors.
And what about faces? Ever see faces sparkle?
I'm meeting all new people.
That's what happens when the screen of blackness is lifted.
Well, does it happen everywhere, Dad?
Everywhere. Without the screen of blackness around, the whole world is going to look and feel better to you, son.
Wow. Everything sure is colorful.
We just didn't know what we were missing. We just didn't know.
This is Walter Gruen. You have heard it all. From the formation of the first blackness to its defeat by the electronic guns of Rectangle M. All except for one thing. What is the screen of blackness? Have you already guessed? It is the TV screen that brings the world into your home completely covered in black and white. And the electronic guns that are defeating it? Color television. In color sets, there are actual electronic guns that shoot electrons at the colored phosphors on the screen, producing a color picture. Thus has the screen of blackness been defeated. A new era has begun. Only one more thing remaining. What is the secret weapon called Rectangle M? For that answer,
Pardon me, sir.
A special news report has just come in. Stand by, please.
We interrupt this broadcast with a late wire bulletin. We have just received a news release from the National Broadcasting Company. 95.8% of NBC's entire evening schedule will now be in color. The era of color TV has truly arrived. It is news we have long awaited. Now, we return to our broadcast. Stand by for the Rectangle M Report, live from a retail store in Los Angeles.
It's so real.
Such a big picture.
It's called Rectangle M. Most color TV pictures are rounded with the ends completely chopped off and making the color picture appear smaller. That's the way you've seen color TV. Now, look at Rectangle M again. Took years to perfect.
It's like a widescreen movie. Young man, what's the M for?
Rectangle M means Rectangle Motorola. Motorola developed it.
Well, what's that about the TV having a motor?
No, madam. I said Motorola, not motor. Motorola is the company that gave this country mass-produced color TV on the wide rectangle screen. Motorola helped make this the era of color TV.
For so many years, we sat and we watched the world of blackness go by. Black and white trees, gray skies, black and white clothes, gray faces. And finally, after years of development and perfection, the veil was lifted and a bright rectangle world uncovered. A world of colorful sports, colorful people, colorful drama. A whole new era has begun. An era that can affect the way we dress, the way we design our homes, and the way we live our lives. We have indeed escaped the screen of blackness.
Hello, I'm back to talk directly to you who are listening to this record at home. If you'll return this record to the store where you received it, you'll be presented with a lovely free gift. Just hand it to any clerk in the TV department. And while you're there, take a look at Rectangle Motorola. Well, I guess that's it. I hope you enjoyed the record.
Young man, before you leave, would you repeat again what you were saying about the TV having a rectangle motor?
Oh, no, it's her. Here I go all over again. Madam, I said Motorola, not motor. Motorola has the rectangle color picture.
That was Bert Tenzer Productions. Oh, now you stop that. That was Bert Tenzer Productions with Can We Escape the Screen of Blackness? Yes, an early advertising record promoting color television, which was a new advent in the 1960s. The 1960s was a bit of a heyday for advertising records. There are a lot of stereo demonstrations that had come out in the 1950s and proven popular. And so that opened up the idea that you could sell more things with records in the 1960s. But another thing that happened in the 1960s was the rise of the industrial musical. And if you've never heard of this, there is actually a new documentary out, came out this year, called Bathtubs Over Broadway, which was created by David Letterman writer Steve Young, who stumbled into this world of industrial musicals, which I have been a fan of and known about for well over a decade myself. And what an industrial musical is a show that was written and commissioned and performed typically for an annual sales meeting or for an annual general manager's meeting. So Sears or Ford, or in this case, JCPenney, would have all of their major employees, all of their general managers or all of their top salespeople go to a convention somewhere in the United States. And on the last night of the convention, there would be a show. And it would be a show about the business. Michael Brown was the man responsible for a great many of these industrial musicals. He began his career on Broadway in the 1950s. And in the 1960s, found himself with a brilliant little cottage industry where he could just keep writing and producing these industrial musicals for annual company events. This one is for a retailer that may or may not be with us in the not-too-distant future. We'll hear from a retailer that probably won't be with us in the near future very shortly. But this was for JCPenney for their 1966 annual meeting and production. It's called The Spirit of 76, and we'll be hearing it in its entirety. This is WMFO Medford.
There's a little place in Soho where the people that I know go when they're feeling all worn out and tense. It's immense. Actually, it's rather like a cellar. Still, as all you Yankees say, there's nothing could be sweller. You have simply got to go there. What they do makes up the show there. Soon as you arrive, you'll find you're smitten. By the way they dance today, and the clothes they wear, and the tunes they play, rocking with the mods in Merry Britain. Down the stairs into a small room, what a spot, hardly a ballroom, where they're all closer than peas in pods. They are starting to go now with that beat Liverpool gave them, on they go. Nothing can save them every night, I'm rocking with the mods. Off they go, nonny no, with the Derry Down Day now, swinging away now, this is what they do. You can take a jaunt to see them when you want to, you may do it too. Shake your head, give it a wiggle, move your foot, give it a wriggle, hold your hands like they are iron rods, and you're ready to do it. Move your arms, axle and wheel like, let your hips do what they feel like, there you are, you're rocking with the mods. Off you go, nonny no, with the Derry Down Day now, swinging away now, everybody rocks, doing it the hot way, where the tune is not Beethoven's, Brahms, or Bach's. Once way back, we were so dreary, chicks and chaps went around weary, we were all just like a bunch of clods, but we put it behind us, now we're quite frightfully cheery, and today, don't you know, dearie, earls and dukes come rocking with the mods. Off they go, nonny no, with the Derry Down Day now, swinging away now, everybody rocks, Parliament approves it, everybody moves it right down to his socks. Now we see Henry Lord Dorset kick his heels, popping his corset while it goes, all flying out in wads. He is starting to roll there, he'll put those finishing touches onto what's left of the Duchess. They are both out rocking with the mods. Off they go, nonny no, with the Derry Down Day now, swinging away now, everybody rocks, everyone is seen there, could it be the Queen there, dancing like a fox? Well, tally-ho, it's away we go, carry on, pip-pip and Oxbodge, what a happy sight you'll see tonight, rocking with the mods. In Russia, nor Prussia, nor Spain, the warmth of a smile with just half the style of those twice as pretty that gleam in Kansas City. From here clear to Rome, they've all asked me home and talked of the grand social world, but I want the thrill only found in Louisville. Give me an American girl. The Scottish Highlands, the Grecian Islands, the far-off Argentine have maidens there who are more than fair, I'll agree. But pondering through my wandering over land and over sea, when I find a lass who's from Boston, Mass, I can see what girls ought to be. I've been around, but never have found
Russia, nor Prussia, nor Spain. The bend of an arm with half of the charm of those smooth as chamois that beckon in Miami. From here clear to France, they've asked me to dance and tickle my nose with a curl. But this is the truth. Heaven never left Duluth. Give me someone extraordinary to keep me snug, snug at home.
Red roses in bloom, filling the air with the rarest perfume. Do you find that there is sunshine at night in your room? Looks like you're falling in love. Are you 20 inches taller than ever before? Going around with your feet off the floor? Have you ever left the house without opening the door? Looks like you're falling in love. Bells begin to jingle and you have a tingle, novel but nice. Head feeling hot but with fingers of ice. When your mind is muddled and you act befuddled, it's clearly known your heart is no longer your own. It should be amusing but it's too confusing. You wonder how kittens are barking while puppies meow. Looking at a wrinkle mean you won't be single much longer now. For it looks like you slipped and you're falling in love. Falling in but it's too confusing. You wonder how kittens are barking while puppies meow. Looking at a wrinkle mean you won't be single much longer now. For it looks like you slipped and you're falling in love. Falling in
ladies, when you sit down and start upon a dress, did you ever happen to think while you are going through the motions, all that you are doing wouldn't mean a single thing if you didn't have a good selection of the little items of perfection that are known to everyone as sewing notions? There's something great about them. We couldn't live without them.
Would we look without zippers? Or where would we be with no thread? Think of the world without needles, and dizziness goes to your head.
We've got to
stick to our guns and our ribbons, keep our defenses in shape.
we look without zippers?
Awful!
Where would we be with no thread?
Dead.
Think of the world without needles.
What?
And dizziness goes to your head. We've got to stick to our guns and our ribbons. Keep our defenses in shape. And give that guy a hook in the eye who takes a measuring tape. The best things of all things are not to be missed. The best things are small things that make the rest exist.
How would we look without Rick Rack? Oh, where would we be with no jog? I think of the world without buttons, and think how the neighbors would talk.
We ask you,
how could we live without scissors? Oh, what would we do with no pins? Whoever so snaps, it all would collapse, for that's where fashion begins.
How would we look without rick-rack?
Funny.
Where would we be with no chalk? Think of the world without buttons.
Yuck.
And think how the neighbors would talk. Yakety, yakety, yakety. How could we live without scissors? What would we do with no pins? Without some snaps, it all would collapse. No wonder our devotion goes to every single notion.
Before the light of dawn, and he stays till the sun has come around and gone. Oh man, he's a penny man in the great tradition of a penny man.
If he wishes that he could be a simple clerk, when he looks at his office and the paperwork, oh man, he's a penny man in the great tradition of a penny man.
If he's glad when a visit from the brass is through, and it goes for his DM and his EM too, oh man, he's a penny man in the great tradition of a penny man. If he looks at the kind of stuff the buyer picks, and he knows that he's in the hands of lunatics, oh man, he's a penny man in the great tradition of a penny man.
If he has to be certain everything gets done, and to teach new associates to count to one, oh man,
he's a penny man in the great tradition of a penny man. If a hot shot is what he's got that he wants sold, but he finds though it's hot it leaves the public cold, oh man, he's a penny man in the great tradition of a penny man. On the days everything begins to go amiss, if he thinks Shirley Camera was not like this, oh man,
oh man, oh man,
he's a penny man,
he's a penny man
in the great tradition,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
of a penny man,
he's a penny man.
If he can't join the other fellas for a romp, for he stays working later to protect his comp, oh man,
oh man, oh man,
he's a penny man,
he's a penny man
in the great tradition,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
of a penny man,
he's a penny man.
If he knows that the men up in New York are gems, but he'd like it if they would fix their IBMs, oh man,
oh man, oh man,
he's a penny man,
he's a penny man
in the great tradition,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
of a penny man,
he's a penny man.
Well, we guess that it's time for us to end this song, but there's one we could go on praising all night long. Oh man,
oh man, oh man,
he's a penny man,
he's a penny man
in the great tradition,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
of a penny man. But we're not through, because that all applies to every penny
and the lights are bright. We put away the broom and mop. It's time for all of that to stop. There's gonna be a party here tonight. There's gonna be some singing here tonight. Although the sound may give us quite a fright. There's such a lot of harmony that you can get from do re mi. There's gonna be some singing here tonight. We're gonna meet people all over the place. We're bound to find it very difficult to get a parking space. We're gonna be wedged in, unable to walk. But we will talk and 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 talk. There's gonna be a party here tonight. The children all are safely out of sight. So come along and join the crowd and let us get a little love. There's gonna be a party here tonight. There's gonna be dancing all over the place. And if we hesitate a moment, we'll be sunk without a trace. We're gonna be jammed in with nervous walk. For we will talk and 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 talk. There's gonna be a party here tonight. And if the weather's chilly, that's alright. We needn't touch the thermostat, the music will take care of that. There's gonna be a party here tonight. And now we'd like to introduce our host. If you like him skinny, he's the most. A living anthropometric cow with cottage cheese, a perfect cow. He often gets mistaken for a ghost. He will never be a singer of renown. And his personality can get you down. But we must keep the guy content, or else we won't get paid a cent. And that is why we now present, although it's with a frown, the man who wrote the whole shebang, Mr. Michael Brown!
I'm glad to be back where I belong. Once again to greet you with a happy song. I feel a great deal like I'm home. Just let me stand in a rosy glow. Hit me with a spot and watch my troubles go. It seems in my dreams like I'm home. Let me keep forever after friends I couldn't bear to lose. With the sound of loving laughter, who would ever have a reason for the blues? Play that piano and blow that brass. Look at who is smiling in the looking glass. I'll shout it, there's no doubt about it. I'm once again back home. I'm back where I belong. I know I'm home.
Received an invitation, and we notice at the bottom of the card four little letters all in black that mean hurry up and send an answer back. And will we, yes sirree? For we know what it means when someone says, know what it means when someone says, know what it means when someone says RSVP.
When the Indians surrounded General Custer and the situation looked a trifle grim, as the bullets started flying, did he sit there merely sighing? Not at all, that wasn't like the likes of him. He produced a pen and then a little notepad, and he wrote a little note to Colonel Gray. It's a laughable condition, but I'm out of ammunition. Do you think that you might drop around this way?
Oh, RSVP, hey, won't you send an answer back to me? RSVP, say, won't you drop a line?
Now they say when Helen first met up with Paris, it was more than just a case of girl meets boy. But they clammed up like a clam and promptly took it on the lam and caught the midnight galley headed down to Troy. Then when Menelaus found his wife had vanished, he wrote, Paris boy, you really take the cake. Helen's missing from the palace, so's my sterling silver chalice. Do you think you could have packed it by mistake?
Oh, RSVP, hey, won't
won't you send an answer back to me? RSVP, say, won't you drop the line?
In the history of famous correspondence are the letters that two noted women wrote. One began with, "Darling Lizzie, my, you really do keep busy stealing other women's husbands," end of quote. The reply was something etched in purest acid, which she opened after paying postage due. "I have noticed, darling Sybil, when you're drinking, dear, you dribble, and I have a small request to make of you. Don't
RSVP, nay, don't you send an answer back to me.
Don't
RSVP, no, don't you drop a line.
We put away the broom and mop, it's time for all of that to stop. There's gonna be a party here tonight. There's gonna be some singing here tonight. Although the sound they give is quite a fright, there's such a lot of harmony that you can get from Doremi. There's gonna be some singing here tonight. We're gonna be people all over the place. We're bound to find it very difficult to get a parking space. We're gonna be wrenched in, unable to walk, but we will talk and 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 talk. There's gonna be a party here tonight. The children all are safely out of sight, so come along and join the crowd and let us get a little loud. There's gonna be a party here tonight.
It's opening day at the Golden Rule. Clear the table away, send the kids to school. And let's all go down and take a look at merchandise galore on opening day of Young Jim Penny Store.
It's opening day at the Golden Rule. That Penny boy's smart, he's nobody's fool. Maybe after work we'll drop around and just look in the door on opening day of Young Jim Penny Store.
We hear he has calico as good as Salt Lake City.
We hear he has overalls that take a world of wear.
We hear he has stockings made of cotton, soft and pretty.
We hear he has shirts a team of horses couldn't tear.
It's opening day at the Golden Rule. Get the wagon out, go and catch the mule. Though we haven't got too much to spend, if there's something we adore, we'll just go home and save our pennies
to hurry back to Young Jim Penny's.
Here come the Weatherby sisters, wonder what they'll have to say. Here come the Weatherby sisters on this wonderful opening day. Good morning, Miss Lou and Miss Lizzie. Do you think Jim Penny's brash? Planning to sell by the Golden Rule and doing it strictly for cash.
We know, it's just like I told you, sister. It'll never work, it'll never.
Good morning, Kemmerer. Good morning. On this April day in 1902, we're starting out to sink or swim this morning. We soon will know if wishes can come true. Good morning, Kemmerer. Good morning. It is 6 a.m. and no one's come. I've swept the sidewalk to
20 times this morning. My heart is beating louder than a drum. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Good morning, camera. Please come.
It'll never work. It'll never, never work. He won't get through the day. It'll never work. It'll never, never work. You can't run a store that way. What a shame he's got this quirk, and what a shame it just won't.
Oh, yes, it will, I think.
Jim wrote me a letter at my office at the bank to borrow quite a bit of money, which I lent. But I believe that boy will make it, for he really is top rank, and I'll get my money back plus 6%. Now that I have come to Kemmerer, Wyoming, I can see it's delightful, yes sir, every part of it. And with all these friendly faces, I can tell you, yes siree, I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. Not a bit.
I run the boarding house.
And I run the laundry for our new neighbor. Let us sing a tune.
I run the boarding house.
And I run the laundry.
We have chop suey every Thursday noon.
Boarding house.
And I hate the laundry,
still with Mr. Penny in between.
I'll run the boarding house,
and I'll run the laundry.
He won't go hungry, and he'll sure stay clean.
Neighbors in Kemmerer all help each other.
We plan to treat him just like a brother.
Good luck from the boarding house.
And also the laundry.
Maybe, maybe when he's a success,
he'll buy the boarding house.
And also the laundry.
And we can move to Denver.
It'll never work. Let him try to make it work. We'll believe it when we see. For nothing is sure. We're from Missouri.
Yes, but so is he.
He's what?
He's from Missouri.
Are you sure?
Couldn't be surer.
Think we ought to go?
It's a rough time, no show.
What are we waiting for? Land in motion.
Hey, everybody, let's go. It's opening day.
Don't you know who we'll be?
At the Golden Room.
We're going to see.
No, it's April today.
All the goods that he's got.
He's no April fool.
What he's got is a lot.
That's why we're headed down to take a look at merchandise galore on opening day. What a day at Young Jim Penny's store.
It's opening day
with the miners in town
at the Golden Room.
All the mines closed down
with the weather so fine,
and we hear the saloon
bright and clear and cool.
We'll be closing at noon. Why, looky there, that looks like Jim himself peeking out the door on opening day.
What a day at Young Jim Penny's store.
Let's all go in.
Good morning, Miss Jane.
I brought my Sunday school committee.
Good to see you. Good morning there, John.
This here's my wife, Evangeline.
Glad to meet you, ma'am. Good morning, Miss Lizzie and Miss Lou. Don't you look pretty?
It's just as we told you, Jim is certain to do fine.
It's opening day.
Thank you, dear Lord above, for making this great day happen.
Everything is the best.
I won't forget it. Everything never, ever at all.
Though we have got too much to spend, there's so much we adore, that we'll just go home and save our pennies to hurry right back here to Penny's brand new Golden Rule
Store. There is something new occurring with a power like the tide that daily rises strong and unafraid.
It's a feeling that is stirring from a longing deep inside and calling us to join a great parade. The spirit is a-moving, traveling along. The spirit is going and you know it never goes wrong. Hold on to the spirit, cling till it sticks. That wonderful spirit, that's the spirit of 66.
Though today is stimulating and the past we can't forget, we know our cup is not completely full. There's a golden future waiting that is even better yet. It's meant for those who feel a special pull. The spirit is moving, traveling along. The spirit is going and you know it never goes wrong. Hold on to the spirit, cling till it sticks. That wonderful spirit, that's the spirit of 66.
It is true that it improves you and you start to cover ground. You're even smiling when the going's rough. And the moment that it moves you, you will start to look around and wonder if you're thinking big enough. The spirit is moving, traveling along. The spirit is going and you know it never goes wrong. Hold on to the spirit, cling till it sticks. That wonderful spirit, that's the spirit of 66.
There's a feeling in the spirit, like the music of a song, that comes to you some bright and shining day. And the moment that you hear it, you will join a happy throng, although at first it may seem far away. The spirit is moving.
If we capture just a fraction of the tingle and the verve, that spirit will exhilarate our souls. We can see it all in action anytime that we observe
the way that Batten rocks and Jordan rolls.
The spirit is moving, traveling along. The spirit is going and you know it never goes wrong. Hold on to the spirit, spirit, that's the spirit of many, with the special spirit of many, that's the spirit growing and going strong, and moving on, moving
on. WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, that was all of the JCPenney Company's The Spirit of 66, an industrial musical written by Michael Brown for their 1966 annual meeting. This is Here at Wow, an occasional program of unusual music. I am Derek Gary. You may know me from The Big Picture. We're not doing that tonight. We're taking a joyous Boxing Day trip through the past, looking at records that sell. And when we come back after a brief message, we're going to learn a little bit about stereo. It is the hot technology of the day, assuming that the day, of course, is 1960. Back with that as soon as I find the button that does this, right after this.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Audio Fidelity Records, producers of StereoDisc, the world's first compatible stereophonic high-fidelity record, presents a study in stereophonic sound. In conventional recording, you hear a combined sound from a single speaker. But now, with a wonderful new miracle of stereo, two sounds originate simultaneously from a single groove, and each sound is fed to a separate speaker. Now, just listen. I'm over here this time. That was the Dukes of Dixieland, stereo disc number 1860. Now, I'll walk across the room to my other microphone with my papers and things and... to introduce the fabulous Johnny Paleo and his harmonica gang, a group of six harmonicas, three on one side and three on the other. Here's one side. Here's the other. And here they are together. As you can hear, the miracle of stereo disc is the perfect reproduction of the instruments, both as to performance and as to placement. Now, here's a stereo disc recording of bagpipes and drums. Notice that the snare drums are on one side, the bass drums on the other, and now you get a really three-dimensional effect because you can almost see the bagpipes in the center.
Right, click, march.
That was from Audio Fidelity's stereo disc, 1857, Bagpipes and Drums. Now let's have some fun with a 200-ton musical instrument known as the steam locomotive. Here it is, arriving and departing on Audio Fidelity's stereo disc called Railroad, the sounds of a vanishing era.